Today's Mishnah is on Masechtes Kelayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, and Mishnah Zayin. So Mishnah Vav is a little bit of an anomaly here in the beginning of Masechtes Kelayim, because it deals not with the laws of Kelayim related to Zroim, meaning vegetables, beans, and grains. It deals not with the laws of Kelayim Be'ilonos, which is Kelayim related to trees, but rather it deals with the laws of Kelayim with behemos, specifically the halacha in the Torah, the loisase in the Torah, that says that a person is not allowed to mate two different types of animals. So one of the subcategories of Kelayim is that a person is not allowed to take two animals and mate them together. Where does it say it? It's in Parshas Kedoshim. It's three words in the Torah. It says, behemtecha loisar bia Kelayim. Four words in the Torah. That you're not allowed to take two animals and you're not allowed to mate them together. So our mission is going to discuss what's the definition of two animals as it relates to that loisase in the Torah. Again, very straightforward Mishnayos. Hazeev ha-kelev, the wolf and the dog. Kelev ha-kufri, so a kelev is a dog. Kufri is miloshin kfar. So this is the dog that lives in the village. V'hashul is a fox. Ha-izim va-tzvoim, izim are goats. Tzvoim are types of antelopes. Ha-ye'elim va-rechelim. The Ya'el is the ibex, a Rachel is a female sheep. Hasus va'aperet, a horse and a mule. Aperet va'chamar, the mule and the donkey. Hachamar va'arud, chamar is a donkey and arud is a certain type of donkey. Says the Mishnah, what's the halacha regarding all these things? Even though they seem similar to each other, so you would think that if you would mate them together, you would not violate the halacha of Kelayim. Says the Mishnah, Kelayim zebezeh, it is going to be considered Kelayim. Mishnah Zayin. So up until this point, we've been talking about the difference of how a person would violate the Issa Kelayim when it comes to Zra'im, and how a person would violate the Issa Kelayim when it comes to trees. When it comes to Zra'im, we said you're not allowed to take the seeds and you're not allowed to plant them together. When it comes to trees, we said taking the seeds and planting them together would not be a problem, but rather what the problem is taking the physical trees and making them what? Grafting the trees so that what's going to grow is going to be a taruvus, but you're not doing it on the seed level, you're doing it on the actual tree level. Mishnah Zayin is going to discuss what happens if a person would graft two vegetables together. What happens if a person would graft a vegetable together with a tree? Would that be a problem? Would that not be a problem? Meaning, planting seeds when it comes to zroim, vegetables, beans, grains, that's for sure a problem. Grafting trees is for sure a problem. We mentioned already that to take the seeds of trees is not a problem. What about grafting Zroim, or even grafting Zroim with Ilanus? It's a straightforward Mishnah. Eimavian Ilan be'ilan. A person is not allowed to graft one tree together with another tree, assuming they're different meaning. Additionally, yarak be yarak. You're not allowed to take two vegetables together, merge them, and make them into one. V'lo ilam be yarak. You're not allowed to take a tree and merge it together with a vegetable. V'lo yarak be ilan. You can't take a vegetable and put it into the tree. Right, what's the difference? Taking the ilan and putting it into the yarak versus taking the yarak and putting it into the ilan. Rabbi Yehuda mata yarak be ilan. Rabbi Yehuda says that to take a yarak and put it into an ilan, that's going to be okay. And the reason is because if you put a yarak and try to stick it into a tree, it's not really going to stem. It's not really going to be considered one. And the only time it's considered Kelayim is if you actually make a taruvos, where these two things that are supposed to be separate, they actually come together and they create some sort of union. But to the extent, they're really not going to be creating a union. So in that event, says Rabbi Yehuda, this is not going to be an issue.